You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We're just lucky to be here.
True. 881-1053 if you want to get involved in the conversation, or you can hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. And tomorrow you can hit up Jake's off of 515 Main Street in Fort Worth to see the G-Bag Nation do their show live, but also the next chapter in Fan Phenom. If you've been wanting to try out, or if you have tried out, gotten some notes, you want to show your improvement, everything like that, tomorrow at Jake's.
I love Jake's. I love Jake's, dude. The Flamin' Rooster, phenomenal. I wouldn't get a Flamin' Rooster before going on because it's a very spicy sandwich. Like, okay. It has pico de gallo on it. That pico is pretty spicy. But I wouldn't do that. But I would be prepared with fire takes.
Oh, I like that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It wasn't a good morning this morning.
Yeah, what happened? What do you mean?
You okay? Oh, it took like an hour and 15 minutes to drive here.
Oh, I feel like the "and Rowdy died" drop needs to be played.
Oh,
right,
my
now.
Gosh. Okay, so quick rain driving question. Are you more in the group of, hey, you maniacs, slow down, there's water all over the road, or are you closer to the, hey, we can drive with caution, but that doesn't mean we have to drive 14 miles an hour?
No, I am. Don't get in an accident when I'm on a road that I can't bail out of.
Yes. Yes. I'm true. Right there with you.
That and then it was true. Raining so hard, then it backed up because everybody was being careful.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to rain hard for everybody to freak out and be careful.
Yeah. That so, is very true.
One of these days we'll learn.
So anyway, I'm here.
Have you watched any of the Netflix documentary?
I watched the first episode last night. I was trying to stay up late enough to watch the second one because I got started late. And I kept falling asleep, and so I'd back up, right, and then go, okay, I saw this, now let's go for it. And then I fall asleep, and I said, okay, I'll just say I watched the first episode.
Did you make sure to pause it when you saw your name on an article?
Because you saw that. It was real quick.
Yes, I have seen your name in that. I was watching very intently.
Did you see the mustachioed Mickey?
Yeah, what happened with that?
What do you mean?
Like,
why did it go
still
away?
Rocking that?
Yeah.
It's a story. So the next year, the Cowboys were in training camp in, they went to Austin, but they spent a week in San Diego, and practicing against the Chargers. And I got in a discussion about when one of the linebackers, Jesse Solomon, was going to show up for training camp. He was holding out for a contract. And I had talked to him the night before, and he told me, I got my plane ticket, I'm coming in tomorrow. And so I got in a discussion with someone, and I said, okay, I'll bet you. What are you going to bet? I said, I'll bet my mustache. And he didn't show up.
Oh, no!
So that was during the week. So on Sunday, on Dale Hansen's sports special, he decided he heard the story that I was going to shave my mustache on the show.
Wow.
So we started, told the story, went to whatever else, and I came back without the mustache on.
Kevin, I think we need to make a bet with Mickey, and if he loses, he has to grow a mustache on
us. Yes!
That's pretty. And you know what the other funny part was? The hotel we were staying in for training camp, we were there one night, and we were talking about it, and the lady that was the bartender looked like, you guys won't remember this, but there, I think it was a Noxzema commercial about shaving and take it off. And we tried to talk her into shaving me on the air, and she thought we were the goofiest guys ever. And so she didn't.
And probably a little perverted.
No, it wasn't perversion. Okay. It was just shaving of the commercial, Kevin. You know?
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
So anyway, I lost it and never grew it back.
Mm.
Probably a good decision.
Look, Mickey, we're going to talk about Cowboys, but I just want to let you know, all I can think about right now is how to craft that bet that will make you regrow that mustache.
We got time. We got time.
Maybe I can just say I'll cut my hair short, right?
Okay, yes. Yes. Me too. So for Jaden Blue, I'm not saying that he's like in danger of getting cut or anything like that. How important do you think that game against the Falcons is to for him and for the Cowboys to like maybe get a kind of a better idea of what that pecking order and that vibe is in the running room?
Yeah, I think it could, you know, help make a decision. Now, he practiced last night. I'm sure you guys already discussed that, and that was a good sign. He got snaps, so it wasn't just going out there doing drills, and then when they go to team, he didn't do anything. And he looked decent. You know, he sounded decent afterwards. I think it's more to do with the pecking order than anything else, because when Miles Sanders was out, he was getting snaps with the first team as the second running back behind Javonte Williams. So I think it might have more to do with the pecking order than anything else. I think he's on this team. Now it's a matter of how they use him and then what happens with everybody else, either in front of him or behind him in that pecking order.
Yep. Go ahead.
And by the way, and I think I'd mentioned this to you guys before, like saying, wouldn't it be something to have him at running back and Kevontae Turpin in the slot, right? On the same play?
Yeah.
They had one last night.
A little speed.
That.
A lot of speed right there.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I dare you to try and cover that one. What is the amount of reps that Mozzie's gotten, the amount of time he's spent on the field, tell you about where he stands with them? And what have been your thoughts on Perrion Winfrey and Ernest Brown?
Ernest Brown did not practice yesterday.
Okay, all right.
So he was one of, I think it was like 12 or 13 guys that for whatever reason did not practice. They're still rehabbing from an injury or trying to get in condition to play or fed up with the negotiations. I think I read that somewhere.
That's one player, right?
Yeah, one guy doing that. Although, by the way, like an hour or two before the practice, he was outside doing conditioning work.
Okay, staying in shape.
So I don't know how fed up he was, right?
Staying in shape.
So anyway, I'm sorry, where were we going? Mozzie.
He wants to know if Mozzie Smith's going to get cut.
I don't think so. I think from a body standpoint, they got to play it out and just hope at some point that, you know, it turns on. And, you know, and I don't know that it has anything to do with a first-round pick. But, you know, I saw him make, you know, and I know it's only practice and they're not tackling. There was a couple times he actually went, I was like, okay, that's good. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And then there's other times he gets pushed out of the picture. And it's like, well, how does that happen? But I think from a body standpoint, they kind of need him. And, you know, Winfrey, I think he's been good. And, you know, they probably have room for 4 or 5 defensive tackles. And so I think he's in that mix. I don't foresee him cutting him, but you never know. I won't bet my mustache on that, though.
So we always recommend that people read your stuff on DallasCowboys.com.
We'll appreciate it.
You had an intriguing answer that I'm hoping for people who haven't seen it yet, you can kind of expand on, because there has been a lot of discussion about, you know, you're always looking to maybe trade what you feel like is a strength so you don't have to cut somebody for nothing to pick up something that is a weakness. Mm-hmm. Can you walk people through the idea of, do you think the Cowboys would trade a deep position group, maybe specifically wide receiver, for help elsewhere?
Yeah, and I think part of my answer for that was, just when you think you're deep, you yep. suffer an injury and you go, oh, I'm not as deep as I thought. And now what's happened? Jonathan Mingo sprains his knee,
mm-hmm.
PCL, right? And I don't know if that's where you were going with the wide receiver group.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like from, you know, just talking and listening that, you know, he could be a candidate for those two IR spots that you can put guys on and you don't have to have them on the 53.
Right.
Because I don't know, was it reported 2 to 4, 4 to 6?
I've heard 4 to 6.
Yeah, I heard it could be closer to 6 or more.
Ooh.
So when you look at that, now take him out of the rotation, right? And then what do you got?
5.
Yeah.
So, you know, Turpin, say Turpin's 3.
Mm-hmm.
You were figuring Turpin and he were 3 and 4.
Yep.
Right.
Now who's 5 and 6?
Do you think so then?
So when you're thinking about maybe trading Tolbert.
Yes.
If you suffer another injury on the outside, you know, and I'll say this for the Cowboys, God forbid, one of the top two guys, who's your next outside guy?
Right.
Somebody that got cut by another team.
Yeah, right.
Which feels like if
available,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because then, if say Tolbert's not there, then Flannoy,
yeah,
Trayvon Holden, Jalen Brooks.
And Holden doesn't really play special teams, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him do that. Now, I know Brooks has done it. So Tolbert has, you know, they've put him out there and, you know, he's functional. So, yeah, so it never fails, I swear, that just when you think you're deep, then you suffer an injury and it's like, oh, not so deep anymore.
Yeah, that happens.
So but, yeah, I I've seen it happen, and it's worked where, okay, instead of cutting this guy and not getting anything for him, maybe I can get a 6th or a 7th, you know, if somebody wants him. You know, and if somebody knows you're going to cut him, then they got to look in where they are on the waiver claim.
Right.
And it's like, okay, if I'm not high enough to get them, I'll give you a 7th in 2027 or something like
that.
To
skip the line, yeah.
Yeah, to skip the line. So that's kind of how that works. But it's been done before, yeah, and it's a thought. I just don't know that there's another position on this team that's that deep, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be looking and hoping for somebody else to help you out. Maybe at cornerback?
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, because, you know, if Trayvon Diggs is not ready, then it's Deron Bland, Kaiir Elam, and then at this point, the way they're practicing, it's either Keeman Hall or Zion Childress. And
you feel like it's Childress that's got the lead in that?
I thought so. And then I think last night, Hall went out there first, and then Childress went out, and they kind of rotated. And the good thing about Childress, I found this out listening to him or talking to him after practice, was that, you know, he was sort of a safety at Kentucky, and he said he went to Coach Stoops and said, I want to play closer to the line of scrimmage. And so his last year there, he ended up playing in the slot. So he's got some experience at least doing that in college. And he said he likes it because he feels like he's closer to the action. So I think those would be one or two guys that they would, you know, use in the slot. You know, and Elam's trying to prove himself, and I think he's doing a good job, and he's getting up. And the way he looks at it, it's an opportunity, right, that he didn't get after his rookie year at Buffalo. He got hurt that second year. Somebody jumped ahead of him, and then the third year, I don't know, you know, if they didn't like what he was doing. But, again, he didn't get that many snaps, but they got to the playoffs, and they started him in a game or so. So we'll see where that one goes. And then Bland is still working outside, and at times when they go to the nickel, he'll go inside. But if he goes inside, then somebody else has got to play outside, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Booth had the interception in the last preseason game, but I don't know that they trust him. So then you got yourself in a little bit of a bind if Diggs is not ready to go.
Appreciate the insight very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. Sorry for being a little late.
That's all right. Best of luck on your drive tomorrow, man.
Or tonight. Yeah, whatever.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3. Coming up next, it's It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus when the Cowboys get lucky, do you? 877-881-1053, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, Friday you can catch us out at Freebirds off of Beltline in Addison for that Friday football feast. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, plus another question based on an excellent tweet. When the Cowboys get lucky, do you? 877-881-1053. I want to know that too as well. I'll explain why here in just a little bit. But boys, we did a little bit of a pregame, if you will, yesterday for today's holiday. National Radio Day. Happy National Radio Day to each and every one of you, especially you two, as this is what we are lucky enough to do for a job. And more times than not, it's just fun hanging out with the boys. There are the elements that are very job-like, but a lot of the times I get to look back at the day and go re-listen to segments and stuff and be like, huh, this is what I do? This is pretty funny. This is pretty cool. Explaining the job sometimes is very fun, but hey, very lucky that we get to do it. So we went more grand scheme yesterday about your upbringing in radio, like your childhood radio memories and whatnot. I want to know your favorite memory as a Tolo. 877-881-1053. What is your favorite 105.3 The Fan memory? It could be an on-air moment. It could be a moment from a fan hang, a remote broadcast, anything. Your favorite memory while listening to the station. Maybe you were doing something really cool while tuning in. 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Your favorite memory as a Turn It On, Leave It On listener.
So one of the ones that immediately jumps to mind is in an interview we were doing with Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett can be very...
He's not giving you any...
Can answer by the book. And we had done some, you know, we had done some research and found out that him and Dean Cain, the actor who played Superman in that TV show with Terry Hatcher, had not only both been at Princeton, but were both on the football team at the same time. So we just asked him about it, looking to kind of like break the monotony that sometimes is Jason Garrett.
Maybe
like,
he'll say something.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, Dean Cain was great. You know, he holds the NCAA record for most for best interception per game percentage. And you're like, what? And so we looked it up and that was accurate. And so, like, we run through the rest of the interview, and again, at the end of the interview, we, like, make some offhanded comment as, like, oh, thanks to the Dean Cain thought. And out of nowhere, he goes, you know, he also dated Brooke Shields. And, like, Jason Garrett was so there to talk about Dean Cain that day, and it was awesome.
That was hilarious. It was a really great moment. And now Dean Cain's really into politics. And so,
man, he is really into politics. I would not have guessed that. The other one.
Okay. I got two also.
That we were not a part of is me, Jess, and Noah are literally coming back from Vermont. And my phone is blowing up while I'm sitting in the airport waiting to get on a plane. And it was, oh my God, can you believe that? What is happening? How can he say that? And like, we had just gotten to the airport, so I didn't get a chance to hear it. And I was like, what is happening? So this was me toloing like minus 10 minutes. I was 10 minutes behind. And then listening to Jerry threaten to fire Sean and RJ and being like, what?
Oh yeah, that was
wild.
What the hell? That was wild. I think on air, there's plenty. I still love Mike potentially sending Kevin over the top with how you make peanut butter and how you have to cream the nut. And like, that was just, it still to this day is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And I again, this, so I tell Adrian about this, and it's really, in sports, guys, I mean, Jerry Jones says this actually in the documentary. When you've spent enough time around people, you can look in their eyes and the story is told. You know exactly what's going on. And when Mike looked at me in that moment, we both knew, oh, we're about to send Kevin over the edge. Here we go. And so that was fun. There was this moment way back when Dawson was on air at nights, and somebody was drunk and belligerent, and they were cussing right next to him. And he just called them out and started digging in on them. And he was like, are you trying to get me FCC violated right now? And just hearing that, and he just went in on this guy who was just very drunk and belligerent. And it happens to us all. You know, we go out. Are you trying to get me FCC violated right now? And I just thought that was the most. And I was a listener at the time.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't even on air. I wasn't even working here. But that was a really good moment. And then there was also...
when he talked crap to Dale Hansen.
Yeah, that was always good. But there was, yes, kind of around that, while I was still in school, my professor was Dale Hansen's producer.
Oh.
And so I knew the whole backstory of how Dale Hansen broke the SMU story.
It was all Dale Hansen.
It was not. Actually, the producer was the one that did most of the hard work. But Dale was there for, like, the big stuff. And I kind of helped, I kind of guided Gavin with some of the information on it. And he was doing, like, he was going through all this information, and I knew it all. And the way he was, like, building it up and telling the story, I was so into it. And then right at this moment where it was about to change everything in the story, he looks at Go Lucius and goes, we need to go to break? All right, we'll be back. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had to stay in the car to listen to the rest. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Some good candidates from y'all already and from the fan text. There's some great memories being unlocked for me. 877-881-1053. Your favorite memories from this station as a Turn It On, Leave It On listener. From the 903, any masterpiece of the week is a great memory. I enjoy that. And it's very fun to get to do as well.
I already see this multiple times. This has got to be in the mix too. Mike opening... bags. When Jared is like, this World is series. Years in the making,
oh, man.
Pouring his heart out, and Mike's like, it's not my time to talk, so I'm going to open these bags. I'm not going to turn my mic off, though. It was amazing.
From the 214, Pippen played all the games.
That was amazing, too.
From the 972, Corey going off on Ed Werder.
That Kevin reminds
you know what that makes you? That makes you a boom.
Reminds me of that so often.
Every time he says Ed Werder or we see him at training camp, and I was like, oh, did you see that? You know what that makes him? That makes him a...
Let's see. From the 254, Reggie declaring the year of Geno Smith.
That was good. That was a good bit. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then it worked.
From the 817, the first ever time we got to take a load off.
He just Googled fun things to talk about.
Because we'd done that segment every day for years. And then he goes, oh no, do I have Mike Likes It? As if some sort of programming change had taken place that he was unaware of. And then he brought that up. I looked at the clock at one point. I know he thinks I was kidding. I thought it looked like it said 131, 18, 19, 12, and I was like, hold on, did that clock just go backwards? Because I was like, this segment it's never gonna end.
Let's see. From the 903, Jesse tackling Kevin.
Dude, I was on vacation that night, and I very rarely took vacations, but it was amazing.
I did not realize how much that hurt until the next morning. Like, it hurt in the moment, but you're like, that'd be fine. The next morning, I tried to, like, do the thing where I popped out of bed, and I go, oh, no. And I just, like, rolled back into the bed.
In the 817, the time Sean was letting everybody know that he watches more football.
Yep.
And him and Choppy got into an argument about it. And then I go home and I watch more football.
Man, somebody mentioned Roy White. Was it the pirate that he was doing?
He was driving up
at the drive-thru. I did think that that was amazing.
Really, yeah.
See, from the 469, when I told y'all I was getting married and y'all brought up divorce stats and they followed up.
That was Corey. That was Corey.
And they followed up and they said, Alec, I mean it. It was a day before my wedding and the absurdity relieved a lot of my stress.
Good. See, that's the thing, man. That's what it's all fun for. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, from the 254, the Marlon Wayans interview. Holy crap. You want to talk about a low light?
Oh, you got our interview with him. That I forgot about that.
Was the worst. That and was it the situation?
Situation was weird.
Where Troy, we were filling in for the morning show. Troy was talking back to us, so he thought, but he wasn't doing talk back. He was just saying it over the air. He's like, this guy's an idiot. And then the situation was like, wait, what'd you say,
what
bro?
Did you just say?
And we're like, I don't know what that was. Might have been interference. But like,
geez.
With Marlon Wayans, his answer to, we had him in studio. We're supposed to have him for two segments. Every single thing he said was, that's in the book. And I'm like, dude, I hear ya. Go buy the book. Can you give us one of the actual stories to thus, you know, encourage people? And at one point, he's like, I don't really want to talk about the past, but you can find all that in the book. And then we're like, well, what kind of stuff do you talk about in your stand-up now? And he goes, well, you need to come out to the Improv.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, so you are
here. What do you want to talk about?
To say nothing about anything. And so I remember whoever our producer was, and I was like,
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can we cut this MFer after one segment? And he goes, yes, you can. And so We're like, hey, thanks, that's great. Go check them out at the Improv. Because I know, Corey, you were just like, what the hell is happening?
I thought I had stuff. I was like, man, I got great questions for this. And he was just like, nope.
Hey, good, bad, or indifferent, I always respect commitment to the bit.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent. And then the last one here from the fan text, from the 806, Mike Bassick live reads were always legendary, automatically daring people to go rob his house.
Daring.
The one where he forgot the number and he goes, to hell with it. Don't call the phone number. Go to their website.
I think that might be my favorite category of just like slip-ups in radio is just messing up reading copy of any kind.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing ever because sometimes some of us just don't know when to bail. And just give up and move on to the next line or just move on with the rest of the break, what have you. I've had a couple of those moments, especially when I would produce the night show.
Yes.
You can ask Reggie. You can ask KG. I had a few of those infamous moments where I was running on maybe a couple hours of sleep, you know, doing a lot of work. And I did not dry read some of my copy. Some of those moments exist.
I know. Can I just throw in one more little thing?
Sure.
Because I don't want this lost to history. From the 214, when the station had to dump Jerry for cussing. From the 945, that interview where Jerry told KNC to get their act together. I don't want it lost to history that the reason that I have always thought that happened is because Jerry gave Corey attitude with his first non-answer. Mm-hmm. Corey asked a very logical question. He was like, I don't know. Or what? It was like a short to the point, and then Corey's like, all right.
Fine, then.
Then let's do this.
And then, again, I stand by this. After we dumped him, the boss came in, and I was like, did we hang up on Jerry? And he goes, yes. And I went, we won! And he goes, no, we did. That's not a, we're not trying to win. And I was like, okay. And then Jerry called back and stayed on the phone with us for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he was like, hey, I feel like we might have the listeners. You wanna really talk about this now? And then we had a really good conversation. And then he was on the next week and he laughed for like 5 minutes and goes, we got a good run out of that one, didn't we?
Yes.
And that leads me real quick to one of my favorite memories. I think my all-time favorite is probably my first fan hang. Just getting to meet people was pretty cool out there at Texas Live. That was really, really fun. But what will always stick with me was filling in for you guys. On a holiday, we had Jerry Jones on. It was myself and James. It was my first time ever getting to interview him. I talked to him on the phone whenever we do the interviews,
right.
But it was my first time actually getting to like have a conversation with him. And after the 30 minutes go by, I tried to let him go. And he was like, Alec, James, you didn't start any controversy. You want to spice things up a little bit before I go? And I'm like, nope, think I'm good.
I can get you a headline if you want to.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm good, Jerry. Think I'm good. Thanks, man. Appreciate the kind words. So that's going to stick with me for a while. But guys, John Machota of The Athletic, he is obviously great at what he does. I've known him for a very, very long time, since I was a kid.
He loves cards and Duke basketball.
And that's another reason why he's awesome. But I think his dry humor is some of the best in the local media, because he posted a screenshot of an email that he got with no caption on Twitter. Just presented the screenshot of the email. Doesn't even say who it's from. Says, hi, John. And keep in mind, this was at 7:58 this morning, which is kind of wild to send that out. Said, a win by your favorite football team doesn't just lift spirits, it can spark romance too. In a nationwide survey of 2,000 NFL fans and relationships, sports platform Promo Guy found that 64% of Dallas Cowboys fans report getting more intimate with their lover after a win.
Well,
and the Giants fans actually ranked the highest with a 78% ranking there.
Interesting. See, I don't think that's the case for me, because whenever the Cowboys lose, I'm just down and it doesn't work the same. But now that it wins T, so maybe that's a different.
It works whether you want it or not. Yeah.
Win, lose, win.
That's not their tagline.
Okay.
That's not their tagline.
Maybe it should be.
Jeez. So there you go. I just gave you new copy points, Corey. You're welcome. That's AM on the iPhone.
Look, I think the challenge for the rest of the week, can Corey work that in
it works
to a
like
future light read, a men's tea read? Men's tea, it works whether you want it or not. We're the KNC masterpiece. It's a penis hostage situation. Coming up next, it's time. This is my new favorite memory. It's time for Gridiron Gravy. Hey, don't blame me. Blame Madden and the NFL.com for their predictions and maybe Men's Tee. Next, right here on The Fan.
And play action. Prescott back to throw. Deep to the right side. Lamb made a man miss and running down the sideline. And Lamb's on the horse. And Lamb's in the end zone. Touchdown, C.D. Lamb. 65 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip it and rip it.
I don't want you guys to blame me for this information. I'm just passing it along to you. Madden has simulated the entirety of the 2025 NFL season, and they do not have the Dallas Cowboys making the playoffs.
Why not?
They just don't think they're good enough, or it could be because this simulation is very bold.
Oh, yeah?
Here's the playoff seeding in the NFC. Packers 1, Rams 2, Commanders 3, Lions 4, or excuse me, Bucks 4, Lions 5, Seahawks 6, and the New York Giants 7. That means they don't even have the Eagles making the playoffs either.
How many people will not pick the Eagles to win the division because
of the streak?
Because of that?
Yeah.
Does that stick? Is that something for you?
Yes.
Are you see, like they were yes. that good last year? They won the Super Bowl and they look like they might be better this year.
I just feel like we've been down this road so many times only to see it be like, yeah, somebody else.
The division is the snake that eats itself. Like yes. it just constantly does that thing over and over. And sometimes the Cowboys will be good. Sometimes the Giants. Interesting. That's interesting, man. I think the Giants will be better than we think this year.
Okay.
Just because I think the quarterback play will be better.
Now, Madden has the Packers and the Ravens in the Super Bowl, with the Packers throwing a Hail Mary at the end of the game that connects to win the championship.
Is Jordan Love ready for that? Madden?
That's what the video game says. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
I mean, you absolutely can argue with a video game.
Oh, okay.
How many times have they predicted it right in the past? That'll be my argument.
Okay, I'll go look into that. Now.
Dang it. I'm not vouching for the Eagles. I was just, never mind.
Kind of sounds like you were. So you think, who is the logical pick to win the division?
I feel like the Eagles are the logical pick.
Oh, save that as a drop. Now, for NFL.com, they have two people.
4 million to three. Good
all
job,
of Kel. Their picks. The first person said that the Dallas Cowboys will finish 7-10. The second person said 8-9. I believe the first one was done by was maybe AI, and then the second one was done by Adam Rank.
All right.
Oh, no, it was by Ali. I'm sorry. I actually thought it was done by AI. So two of their reporters. But they have the Cowboys at 7-10 and 8-9. So NFL.com, video game, none of them have the Cowboys making the playoffs. Corey, you'll be pumped to know that both of them have the Eagles as the number one seed.
I'm not pumped
NFC.
To know that. Oh. Like, that doesn't excite me for this season.
Okay. Or ever?
No, not ever.
Okay, good.
I mean, did you not watch the Bounty Bowls? They hated. Did you see what they did to Troy in that game, dude?
Yes, I did.
Unheard of, 11 times.
Does it make you sad to know that none of these places think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs?
Hearing Troy Aikman say that 7 wins for the Cowboys like doesn't seem reasonable, but he doesn't think that they can do it without Micah
is a
really interesting take because, I mean, whether he's right 100% of the time or not, I have a ton of respect for Troy Aikman's opinion.
Sure.
And so, like, he sees something about this team already that he thinks can win 8-9 games, enough games to get them in good position. So I still don't think they're that team, but again, we haven't seen anything this preseason from them. Like, really, honestly, Schottenheimer's done a very good job of hiding everything from us.
And we'll probably get into this Thursday or maybe Friday, because I've seen a couple of people text this in. I go back to it. I do not think the Cowboys' schedule is particularly difficult. I think it's the second half of their schedule that is difficult. But I think that the first half of their schedule is soft.
But if you come out, if you have a slow start,
you're done.
Then that's going to kill you.
Absolutely. I agree with that. All right, let's go from that to, you know, people were getting really agitated at the Monday Night Football, like, pseudo doubleheader because it wasn't actually back-to-back, and one of the games would be exclusively on ESPN+. ESPN, at least for now, is getting rid of that, and so it will air more as an actual, like, doubleheader on ESPN, and that is part of their new licensing deal with NFL Media.
Oh, okay. Hey, give me some more football. That is,
Kevin. Sure.
I'm all about it. Now, if we can just get them to schedule some Tuesday and Wednesday night games, that would really be awesome.
I wonder how many people know that, like, ESPN is about to really change, and if you don't have it on certain platforms, it's going to be like $30.
If I have it on Fubo, am I okay?
I think
if I have Disney Plus, am I all right?
Ooh, I'm curious how that bundle is going to look, because they've been doing that obviously for a while, but I think that's to get you hooked and then change it up. From what I understand, if you have it on a cable service, you should be able to keep it, but for how long, I wonder. Now, Anthony Richardson, his agent has said that trust is now questionable. And he said, we have a lot to discuss with the team and doesn't entirely know what the future of Anthony Richardson with the Colts is.
What do you think it is?
I think he
should demand a trade.
I mean, good luck with that. Demand a trade or else what? You're not going to play as a backup? Uh-oh.
Yeah, he did lose the job. He's got to learn how to be a better quarterback. That's the only option.
Yes.
Just has to go develop himself. Very similar to what I said I would do with Joe Milton.
Yeah.
If I'm Joe Milton, if I'm Anthony Richardson, I'm calling the greatest quarterbacks ever, and I'm saying, please help me understand this game better.
Couple other potential deal updates. The assistant GM for the Giants said he appreciates the trade interest in Jameis Winston, but he is a New York Giant, and that's not going to change. And then Cam Hayward ended his hold-in yesterday as he fully participated in practice, which I think is something all Cowboys fans would love to see with Micah, but it does not appear as though that is about to happen. Now, let's go back to the Cleveland Browns. Since 2013, believe it or not, there's actually been five teams that have had four quarterbacks on their roster for week one.
Okay.
The New Orleans Saints were the last to do it with Jameis Winston, Trevor Siemian, Ian Book, or Jan, if you're fancy, and Taysom Hill, although people will point out that Taysom Hill could also play tight end and maybe a couple of other spots. But it's been 4 years since a team carried four quarterbacks on its roster for week one. And it feels like it's trending in that direction for Cleveland, does it not?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. They might have seven quarterbacks at the end of this thing.
I mean, look, I've told you, I think the most hilarious thing in the world would have been, like, if Kirk Cousins would have got traded there and also Deshaun Watson said he was good to go. Like, I realize...
I'm back, guys.
I realize what? All the reasons that wouldn't happen, but I just think that that would be hilarious. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm going to give you guys two options. Are you ready? We can go with option A. Is Brian Schottenheimer actually under any pressure this year? Or option B, NFL overreaction or reality?
Mm.
Those are your options. One of them.
What were the options again?
Next on The Fan.
I'll pick one.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.